Legendary Kills.
Unwanted target dusted. Solid work.
Point for the red team.
Under fire.
What's good, what's happening, gamer? This is Mlindeni, the long-awaited on the GamerZone show, and today I'm going to be telling you about the best games so far for 2022. There's still a long way, it's like, what, a couple of months left before we end the year, and there could be other games that are coming through, so that's why I'm saying it could be a long way, because there could be other games that could be announced that are like, hey, look, this game is coming out December, this game is coming out November, this game is coming out like next week. You know, there's always that thing where like there's games that we never know about that are in development, or we forget about them. The next thing it's like, hey, look, you've missed out on this. This is what's happening now. And you're just shocked. It's like, okay, you guys didn't even announce it, prepare me. You know, I could have set out like a budget, maybe put some money on my wallet a bit, or maybe even just put some money in the account and say, okay, this is for games that are coming out soon. But I guess that's just how it is in the gaming industry. They never prepare you that much sometimes. Sometimes they give you a whole year to prepare because of delays and cancellations. But the games that we've got so far, outside from the least favorites, I guess I would say that, or the least top, best, if we can call it that way, and the list will go as Nintendo Switch Sports. So now that's like, you know, I hardly talk about Switch games and anything on Nintendo titles. I mean, I do play Nintendo. I've got a Nintendo DS Lite, I've got a Nintendo Game Boy, I've got a Nintendo Switch Lite as well, so I don't even have, you know, the proper ones, and I've got a 3DS as well. So yes, look, I mean, I've got at least that. The Wii U I had, well, yeah, don't have it anymore. But then at least, like, you know, on Nintendo Switch now, we've got a game that is, like, fun. It's good. It's amazing. I mean, look, remember back then on the Wii, we used to have the Nintendo Wii Sports game where you could play boxing, you could play everything that you just can think of. Well, you'd feel like you're playing outside the sports, you know, like you're just outside of the house, you're playing these sports, but meanwhile, you're just indoors. And it felt like a real workout and some exercise as well, which is what Nintendo Switch Sports brings now. So it's like more interactive fun, different graphics. I mean, look, people always say that like Nintendo is not always about the graphics. It's about the experience. It's about having, I know people say there's kiddies games, but you should not call them kiddies games. Let's say family-oriented games. So those are better. That's a better way to call them, because I think this is what it is for me. And you could play multiplayer. This is good. It's like one of those games that you can actually enjoy. If you've got the normal Nintendo Switch, you can just like use both Joy-Cons. I mean, you play with other people competitively if you want to, and be the type of person if you are competitive. But yeah, that's a good game as well. The next one on the list for me is Sifu. Now, Sifu is similar to Absolver. If you've played Absolver on PS4, it was one of the games that was free for the month a while back. So Sifu is quite different in the aspects of being the sense that when you die in the game, you age a bit. So now that's the trick. So now as the game progresses, that you keep dying, now you keep on aging, and then it just becomes quite different. It's more intense. It's like a beat 'em up game. So if you played Absolver, where you have the analog stick and that you use as well for different type of stances and different type of moves, this is similar to that. And it's a indie game that was developed by an indie studio. So It's not one of those games which was like very, very big, but then when it came out at launch, it was like, wow, this is actually a different type of game, exciting. I mean, I've played Absolver, still got it. I play online once in a while, but like, it's still one of those intense games. It's like one of these good games that like, wow, you know, you pull off some good karate moves and all these great moves and styles, but then, you know, it's always kind of difficult. Even though you're playing online, they don't even give you directions to say, go this place, go there. So now, Absolver was kind of like a difficult one for me, but I mean, it was free, because I got it on PS Plus. So if you've got PS Plus, you can play Absolver right now. Should still be part of the ones that is still included in the PlayStation subscription for Essentials. So you just put your money there, get to play it as well. So Sifu is quite good if you want to play Absolver. They don't carry along in the storyline, so they don't link at all. But then if you want to get the look and feel of how it was, basically, if you want to look at it that way, and then you can play Absolver. The next one is Forbidden West Horizon. So it's actually Horizon Forbidden West. If you played Horizon Zero Dawn on PS4, you will know that this game was quite good when it came out. I mean, at launch, though, people getting a PS4 just for this game, it looked beautiful, it looked amazing. People played God of War, and they kind of stopped, and they were like, nah, let me go back to Horizon Zero Dawn. And they just kept playing it, and I was like, okay, it's a cool game. I mean, you play with the female character called Aloy, and she's chilled, you know, she's fun, and all the graphics are good, the cutscenes are actually quite fun. And like, it's everything, just the world is like legit good. You're playing against robot monsters, and all the animals are robotic now, so you can actually kind of tame them, and then you just like beat them up. But then it gets intense because, yeah, it's like one of those adventure type of games. But personally, I didn't really like it. I played it for the sake of, you know, it was one of those games where like I only have this game to play, so I had to play Horizon Zero Dawn. Now, when it comes to Forbidden West, I am not sure actually if I really want to play it. I've been looking at some gameplay, looking at it and checking it out, and like, okay, that's cool, looks good, you know, I mean, graphics, yes, I love graphics. Any game that has the best graphics, I'm always looking at it, I'm like, wow, okay, this looks really good. But hey, look, if you played Horizon Zero Dawn, you can go for this one as well. You probably played it as well, and you could tell me your opinion as well, like, you know, hit us up on our socials, let me know, convince me maybe why I should get it and play it. Who knows, maybe I might just do that. The next one is Pokemon Legend Arceus. Now this I would definitely play because I've played most Pokemon games. I mean, I missed the Shiny Pearl and Brilliant Diamond, but I'm still going to get those because, you know, I tend to play these games when the hype is down and when they're slightly cheaper. So I'm kind of a cheapskate in that aspect where, like, I don't want to buy a game like for 1,000 rands or when it just comes out and it's like, there you go. And I just wait a bit and then I'm like, okay, fine, let me get it when it's cheaper. Now, Pokemon Legend Arceus takes us back to the origin of Pokemon. It's quite different now. This one, you can actually go fight the mystical creatures, which are the Pokemon, and you battle them head-on as well, with you hitting them up and all that and battling them. And then later on, to capture them, of course, you do have the normal Pokemon fights. Some of them look really, really different. So that's where they kind of lost me, because I understand that it was like a prehistoric type of Pokemon game, but then some of them looked really weird, and I'm like, okay, I'm used to seeing Meowth and all these Growlithe, all these different type of Pokemons that are like with the same look that I'm used to. And then now that I saw that they were different, I was like, okay, maybe let me wait a bit. But you know how it is, man, Pokemon is always good. Pokemon is one of those games that you can spend hours and hours farming and grinding and getting the best Pokemon. You might not even finish it sometimes, because that's just how it is. You can finish, like, you know, the battles and get everything that you want, the badges and all that, but capturing all of them, no ways. No one is like Ash Ketchum. You can't catch them all, but yeah, it's quite good. The final one is Elden Ring. I mean, I've been talking about this game for so long that now I really feel like I need to put my money where my mouth is and just say, let me buy this game and get it. Like, you know, I'm still waiting for a good special, maybe one day where it's like super, super cheap, but it's probably not, because it's one of these games where, like, sometimes you walk into a store and you're like, guys, we have Elden Ring, and they're like, no, we're out of stock, because it sells that well. It's an open world game made from software. It's a Soulsborne type of game. So if you've played Bloodborne, played Nioh, you've played Dark Souls, they're very similar, but this one is quite intense. Open world, you can just explore around, you can go different directions and discover new things. You can even play online with other people. Doesn't mean it makes it easier, becomes even difficult as well. You can even summon, you know, troops to come in and help you, but then they're not really like troops. It's just like magical creatures or magical guys that you can just like summon and they could help you, but you of course have to boost your skills and your abilities and become better at the game. So it's actually quite good, and I say this could be game of the year, but hey, I might be proven wrong, who knows, maybe another game might come out later on, but still, Elden Ring is still the game to play. And yeah, that's all for the show for today, And if you've got any other game that you say was better or is supposed to be in this list, just hit us up. Let us know in our socials. Always good to slide into our DMs. Just let us know. Anyway, stay safe. Keep on gaming.
SFFM radio has never, ever been better. Haven't you heard? It's the Netflix of radio.